Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. It's the final weekend of the 2020 presidential campaign. President Trump blitzed Pennsylvania, and in Michigan, Joe Biden teamed up with his old running mate, President Obama. NPR's Sam Greenglass has more.
Obama and Biden hit Flint and Detroit, working to bolster turnout in a state Trump won by about 10,000 votes. Obama ridiculed Trump's obsession with crowd sizes, even where outbreaks are spiraling.
And that's the difference between Joe Biden and Trump right there. Trump cares about feeding his ego. Joe cares about keeping you and your family safe.
Trump, without offering evidence, said Biden would put the U.S. in perpetual lockdown.
There'll be no graduations. There'll be no weddings, no Thanksgivings, no Christmas, no Easters, no 4th of Julys. There'll be nothing.
Biden heads to Pennsylvania tomorrow. Trump will close his campaign in Michigan. Sam Greenglass, NPR News.
Texas is one of the first states to cast more votes in the 2020 election than in all of 2016. Texas Public Radio's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports on the driving force behind the record turnout.
More than a million young Texans cast their ballots before early voting ended on Friday, putting Texas first in the U.S. for young voter turnout. On the same day, the statewide total vote soared to about 9.7 million, compared to just under 9 million in 2016. Texas added almost 2 million registered voters since 2016. With that larger population of voters, the total percentage of people who've cast a ballot hasn't quite caught up to the last election. About 57% of registered voters so far this year, compared to 59% in 2016. With Election Day and the mail-in vote still to come, the 2020 share is expected to surge past 60% for the first time in almost three decades. For NPR News, I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh in Boerne, Texas.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has issued a stay-at-home order in England as cases of coronavirus soar. Johnson says the country will be under lockdown for a month starting next week and warned that without strict measures, the virus will overwhelm hospitals within a week.
We have to put in place these tougher measures for now until the 2nd of December across the country. And it goes without saying, everybody, don't forget the basics. Don't forget hands, face, space, get a test if you have symptoms.
He says non-essential shops must close and people will only be able to leave home for a short list of reasons. But unlike during the UK's first lockdown, schools, universities and manufacturing businesses will stay open. It's the latest European country to reissue lockdown orders as cases grow, including Germany and France. In the US, there are more than 9 million confirmed cases of coronavirus. You're listening to NPR News. Officials in the Philippines are forecasting widespread destruction from what has been categorized as a super typhoon. Typhoon Goni is gathering strength over the Pacific Ocean as it advances on the Philippines. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports the typhoon is predicted to be the Philippines' strongest storm this year, if not the most powerful in the world for 2020.
Typhoon Goni is packing Category 5 strength winds with tens of millions of people in its path. The U.S. Joint Typhoon Warning Center says the storm is carrying sustained winds of 195 miles per hour. It's on a direct course for the Pacific-facing islands that lie just above the midsection of the Philippine archipelago. It is lumbering toward the main island of Luzon and Metro Manila. Emergency response teams and the Philippine Armed Forces have scrambled to prepare. This massive storm arrives as the coronavirus pandemic rages in the Philippines, creating logistical hurdles for safe sheltering for the estimated 1 million people who have already been evacuated. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.
Oscar-winning actor Sean Connery has died. Best known for playing Bond, James Bond, in seven movies, starting with Dr. No in 1962. He won the Best Supporting Actor Oscar for his performance as a Chicago cop, Jim Malone, in the 1987 film The Untouchables. He also acted in several other non-Bond movies, including Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade. He was 90 years old. This is NPR News.